Thank you for calling XPM. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you? Once again, thank you for calling XPM.
Yes, hello, this... Yes, okay, I'm sorry. So, yes, this is Johnny. I'm calling on behalf of my customer named Anna Pam Singhal. So, the customer's concern is all about this appointment that is scheduled for today. So, I did already talk to the last representative on this call. And the things, the only things that she provided me is the team is still be doing this appointment here, but the customer don't want to wait for that long, and customer wants to schedule this one for tomorrow. So you can do that for me or what?
Okay, first of all, what's your name?
I'm Jonah.
Okay, and what's the item?
Okay, it's what's the item? Gas dryer. Gas dryer.
Okay, and is this with Best Buy or Home Depot?
Best Buy.
Okay, do you have the external number?
Yes, we have external number. I'm sorry, we don't have, but I can give it a call, FMS order number.
Okay, what's the FMS number?
Okay, as 760-15705.
Okay, you said 760-15.
Okay, 760-15705.
Okay, what's the customer's telephone number with the area code?
The telephone number of the customer, 347-504-2623. And if you want, then I can confirm the address. It is 213 Stockton Drive.
Okay, just a second. I need to... Just a second, ma'am.
Okay,
it's going to take a second for my system to upload the information. Just
okay,
a second.
I'm so sorry. I guess.
Let me try once again with the FMS number. You said it's 760.
Mm-hmm.
Could you repeat it?
1570-1570-15705.
Okay, 760-157.
Exactly.
Okay, 760-157.
05.
Okay, what's the customer's first and last name and address?
Okay, the first and last name, it is Anna Pam Singhal, and address, it is 213 Stockton Drive, Salt Lake, Texas, 76092. Okay, just a second. Okay, yes, of course.
And you said it, this 213 Stockton Drive?
Yes.
South Lake, Texas, 76092?
Mm-hmm.
there is nothing.
Sorry?
I'm still looking at this work order. Just a second.
Yes, of course. Yes. Just take your time. I'll be patiently waiting here.
Okay, this is not whoever set this up at Best Buy. This is not a has not even been set up correctly. This it's not even showing me what item that's supposed to be delivered and installed. It's not on here. It's not.
This is not for the installation. It is for. It is not for the delivery. It is for.
It's
the
just for regular.
Sorry.
Okay, just a second.
Yeah.
This thing said regular delivery. That's why it doesn't have it. Just a second. Just a second. Because the FMS number that you provided to me was just for the delivery of the unit. The customer already have the unit, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, the FMS number you gave me was for the delivery, not the installation. So I'm pulling up by the telephone number.
Okay, yes. So can you schedule it for tomorrow?
Ma'am, I'm still pulling it up. I'm waiting for it to come up by the phone number. It's going to take a second.
Okay, thank you so much.
I'm still waiting for it to come up.
Okay.
Okay, and is there another number besides the 347-504-2623?
No. It's
347-504-2623.
Yeah.
Okay, on the work order, does it say that it's going to be delivery and installation?
Okay.
Does it say that the delivery team is going to come back to do the installation?
Okay, so I did already talk to the other representative earlier that the things that she said to me that they're still be coming to do this appointment, but I did educate the customer or did tell the customer about it, and he don't want to wait for too long for that. So that's why the customer wants to reschedule this one for tomorrow, but here in our end, so I cannot do that things here.
Okay, let me give you the number to appliance delivery, because this is probably where this item is, it's not located in this department. Let me give you that number. It's 866-907-6489.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I will just have to contact this department right now. So
okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling into XVO. You have a nice evening.
Yes, it is 866-907-6489, correct?
That is correct. Thank you for calling XVO.